بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، Allah Ta'ala has made evident numerous signs, countless signs around us, from which there's so many lessons for us to take. Among the lessons that the Quran Sharif itself highlights is that the earth, the ground, you see some parts of the year when it's completely dry, winter, and sometimes the land becomes completely bare. And then the rains come, and when the spring rains come in a short time, that entire place is completely lush. The vegetation has come through. So this is an example that is being given to us, which we can see with our own eyes. We witness it happening all the time. But this is the lesson we have to take about the land of the heart. The land of the heart also, just as the land that we see, that we walk on, that needs this rain for it to come alive. And in many ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, many places, describes it as such. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Allah Ta'ala brought the land and the ground to life after it had died off. No rain, completely parched, and then it died off. But with this rain, Allah brought it alive. So likewise, the land of the heart also, it needs the rain of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And to the extent that this land is given its nourishment, then it will come alive. How does the land of the heart come alive? It comes alive with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So just as the land of the earth, what we walk on, comes alive, so it brings forth, mashallah, all the vegetation, the animals eat of it. The animals then become a means of benefit to insan. That is, he makes zaba of it, and that's his food. Then the plants that grow out of it, the trees that come up, so the fruit of the trees and the various things that he consumes, all these things come from the land. Then the beautiful flowers and whatever else he sees, and this becomes a very comforting sight for him. All these benefits he gets after the rain came. The rain came and it brought along everything that now is of beneficial to him. So likewise, when the heart gets its rain, then the beneficial actions will come through this insan. Now his tongue will also be engaged in good things. There will be good talk. There will be things said which bring about happiness to people. Be talking in a way that is comforting. When that heart has been brought alive, then the eyes will be wanting to see that which is going to be beneficial for the person's dunya and akhirat. He'll be wanting to look into the Quran Sharif. He'll be wanting to look at what he can do to help somebody. He'll be wanting to look at the way and the path, the road to the masjid. And likewise, everything else you can think about. When the heart has been brought alive with the rain of the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the thought processes will be in that direction. He'll be thinking of things that will take him closer to Allah ta'ala. He'll be making muhasaba of himself, that I have to take an account of myself. How did I spend my day? Was it in a way that was bringing me closer to Allah Ta'ala, or Allah forbid taking me in a different direction? If I slipped up, then even then that heart is alive, it will bring the thought of tawbah to him. He will now consider the reality that I could just suddenly pass away. I need to immediately make tawbah. I can't delay it for another time. All this will come when the heart is alive. And Allah forbid, if that heart is parched, there's no remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, so then that ground, when it becomes dry completely, so all the vegetation dies off, all the flowers are gone, all the fruit no more. What comes out? Then you'll find some thorny trees coming out here and there. that don't produce anything beneficial for insan. Rather, somebody doesn't realize he got too close to it, he'll get injured by it. So likewise, when this heart gets dried, so now there's thorny things coming out of his tongue. Things that are being hurtful to people, things that are offensive. There'll be vulgarity spewed out. The tongue will be very, very easily falling into ghibat. That tongue will lie without any thought, without any issue. Why? Because the heart is dead. So in the land of the heart is dead, so now the thorny shrubs come through. The actions of the person, that become negative. The path of the masjid becomes negative to find, difficult to find. You find the path somewhere else very easily. So all this comes down again to making the heart alive. The heart is alive, then this insan is insan. Therefore in the Hadith Sharif, the description that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The one who is in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, and the person who is neglecting the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is the example like a living person and a dead person. Person who is in ghaflat, heedlessness, he is far away from Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, he's walking around, he's also talking, he's also running maybe. But the Hadith Sharif describes him as dead. Example of a dead person. Dead in terms of the good things that would come out of this insan, that's not there. He is neither beneficial to himself or beneficial to others. So this is the important aspect of zikr. The Quran Sharif emphasizes it so much. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sahaba, subhanallah, what can we think about their level of iman and their level of the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. But yet, in the regarding Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was the greatest muhaddith among the sahaba, stated about him that he used to recite tasbih 12,000 times daily. Now we're talking about people who the Quran Sharif already endorsed, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, that these are the personalities of the sahaba, that the Quran Sharif endorsed them, Allah Ta'ala endorsed them in the Quran Sharif, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah Ta'ala. But this was the need they felt, and they realized, and they had this, this became their life, that they breathed the zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. 12,000 times tasbih daily. This tasbih, mashallah, after the Fajr Salah, after the Asr Salah, we make some tasbih. And other salahs, we generally don't make anything illa mashallah. Whereas these tasbihat have been taught to us for every salah. After every salah, to be engaging in these tasbihat, the virtue also we may have heard many times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba who had come to sort of express their sadness on this, that they were not able to spend their wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala because they had nothing. Whereas others were getting that reward, this competition to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them these tasbihat. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. First it was taught to them 10 times after every salah. Then they came back to say others learnt it also. We're still falling behind. Falling behind in what? In getting closer to Allah Ta'ala compared to others. So then the tasbih Fatimi, as we understand it, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Now this is just one aspect, one particular zikr that we have been taught, which have been has been highlighted as such great rewards. But the essence of the zikr, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, is expressing Allah Ta'ala's purity. That Allah Ta'ala is completely pure of any deficiency. Allah Ta'ala is completely pure of any fault, any blemish. Now whether we express it or not, whether the whole world neglects it or not, but that is Allah's reality, that Allah Ta'ala is totally pure of any blemish, any fault, any deficiency. If nobody also expresses it, it doesn't decrease Allah Ta'ala's greatness in any way, Allah Ta'ala's purity in any way. But the benefit is to the person who makes the tasbih of Allah Ta'ala. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he found the need to make tasbih 12,000 times daily. Now the person who recites this tasbihat, he is purifying himself. He is removing his faults and blemishes with the barakat of these tasbihat. So now all these deficiencies we have, that we are far away from the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, anything just comes in our way and we slip so easily. Now by reciting these tasbihat, the very important thing nevertheless, with azmat and muhabbat, with the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, and with the love of Allah Ta'ala, to be conscious, the tasbih of my Rabb, Allah who created me, who nourishes me, and everything is from Him, and He's granted every bounty to me, with that consciousness. So now this tasbih will benefit us. Allah Ta'ala is independent. He doesn't need us. We need Allah Ta'ala. So subhanallah, 33 times, deeply, consciously, with azmat and muhabbat. This will purify our hearts. And alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala. Whether anybody says it or not, all praise is only due to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is that being who has every kamal and every perfection. So all praise is due to Him alone. Whether we express it or not, that is the reality. But by very consciously, with azmat and muhabbat, expressing the praise of Allah Ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah will make us praiseworthy. Bless us with qualities that are praiseworthy, that will make us praiseworthy in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Will make us praiseworthy in the sense that we become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, from the time that that child is born, this is the first thing that is embedded in the heart of that child. Allahu Akbar. Azan is given, takbir is given. That greatness of Allah Ta'ala is meant to be embedded. The first thing that child is meant to hear, Allahu Akbar. 4 times, and then 2 more times, and another 6 times is the takbir. 12 times, that child has barely come into this dunya, and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala is meant to be implanted in the heart of that child. And Tawheed, obviously, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and Risalat as well. And then throughout the day, every mu'min, every salah, how many times Allahu Akbar, the azan, is the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, we are repeatedly being reminded. Now to take the name of Allah Ta'ala and recite this consciously with azmat, with muhabbat, Allah is the greatest. Even if the whole world doesn't say it, Allah is the greatest. But by repeatedly conscientizing ourselves and expressing the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, then this will sit in our hearts, then the greatness of things around us, this will disappear. But to the extent that that is missing in our hearts, then every small thing also looks very great to us. And the azmat of makhluk then sits in the heart. And then our heart is distracted from the khaliq to the makhluk. Because the greatness of Allah Ta'ala has been now neglected. So these are tasbihat, zikrs, then all the other forms of zikr, extremely important aspect and form of zikr of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, which is essential every day. There should be tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The zikr in the form of all the musnun du'as, which have all the things that we require, that we need to ask Allah Ta'ala, already ready-made for us. To beg Allah Ta'ala's help in so many different occasions, and the barakat and blessings. So this is a very, very extremely important aspect in a mu'min's life, aspect of zikr. There's one of two situations and states, either it's a state of zikr or the opposite, ghaflat. To the extent that zikr is missing, there'll be ghaflat. And ghaflat has been highly condemned in the Quran Sharif, in the ahadith. When ghaflat comes in, and a person now becomes ghafil of Allah Ta'ala, then the ghafil heart, shaitan makes it a morsel. And that heart becomes ghafil of Allah Ta'ala, then shaitan makes a morsel of it, and then shaitan whispers all his poisonous thoughts, poisonous whispers, and from where to where a person suddenly just slips. So the very important thing daily, for example, now the question to ask ourselves, what is my basic ma'mool of zikr? Daily, what is my ma'mool? Ma'mool, my daily practice. Do I have some daily practice of zikr, tasbihat, tilawat of the Quran Sharif? There must be something. We have a daily ma'mool of what we must eat. And some things, that amount, if I don't have certain specific things for breakfast, and some, let alone the basic things, some extras at the time of lunch and supper, our day doesn't go. Can't feel comfortable. We have to have all those things. What is my daily ration and my nourishment that I must have for my heart? So now there has to be some ma'mun. The minimum, 100 times istighfar daily, deeply. Where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ma'sum Nabi of Allah ta'ala, say, I make istighfar more than 100 times daily. More than 100. This meant to just express this, that more, Allah knows best how much more. In one gathering, the sahaba would count 100 sometimes. So, minimum 100 times istighfar daily. Deeply, we have so many things that we have to repent for. So, minimum 100 times istighfar, deeply, from the depths of our heart, feeling that remorse and regret over the countless things that we have slipped in, things that we've spoken that we shouldn't have spoken about, things that we deliberately engaged our heart in which should not have been the case. 100 times minimum Durood Sharif on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the bare minimum. 100 times, and the short formula of Durood Sharif also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but done consciously with muhabbat, won't take 3 minutes. Be less than 3 minutes, done nicely, properly. Everything else we want to do properly. So the very important thing is that the name of Allah Ta'ala be taken properly as well. Durood Sharif on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be recited properly. So that won't even take 3 minutes. The 100 istighfar won't take 3 minutes. Astaghfirullah, deeply, with consciousness, with remorse and regret. It'll bring the heart alive. The third kalima, or at least Subhanallah, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, 100 times, bare minimum. This will bring the heart alive. When the heart is alive, then inshallah all the good things will come through this insan. Because this heart, when this is in order, then the whole body will be in order. The eyes will be in order, the tongue will be in order, the hands and feet will be in order. When this gets corrupted, everything goes. So the need of zikr cannot be overemphasized. One sahabi asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's so many things to do, but tell me something that I can latch onto. So the simple advice was given, لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله. Keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. The sahaba in jihad, they are in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overhears one sahabi, he's reciting something. What is he reciting? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. They're traveling, but out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, in jihad, but they haven't neglected the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Any part of their lives filled with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. This has to be brought alive in our homes, brought alive in our hearts, in our lives, and in our communities. And this is what will, inshallah, draw down the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. This will become a protection from the hardships and calamities. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala comes alive, inshallah, all the things of deen will come alive within us and around us as well. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala, make us among the zakirin. Wa-zakirin Allah kathira wa-zakirat. Allah ta'ala highlights the importance by praising those who remember Allah ta'ala. Not remember Allah ta'ala. Zakirin Allah kathira. Who remember Allah ta'ala abundantly. Now the Quran Sharif is praising those who remember Allah ta'ala abundantly. We should be at least making some zikr, at least some extent of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah we'll make zikr for a few minutes and then we can continue inshallah.
recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نامہ سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ illallah la ilaha 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 illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kaseeran kaseera. Allah Allahu jalla jalaluhu amma nawaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallam wa baraka wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu wa lakal shukru. Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وسلم. رحمة الله.